Haven't had a big feedback to our questions this morning regarding the new signing for the Western Sydney Wanderers, which has been announced. He's going to arrive over the weekend, Alexander Meyer. 36 years of age, Marcus Babbel has picked him up. He's from the Bundesliga. He was the top scorer in the Bundesliga, 137 goals in 379 games. He's a very, very tall target up front for the Wanderers now. Phil Moss, what are your thoughts? Good morning, buddy.
You just took them all off me, TK.
Sorry.
I was just going to rattle off his
Yeah, good. Well, what I want to know from you is good buy, bad buy.
No, look, I think fantastic, provided he's top fit, which you can only assume Marcus Babbel would have done his due diligence there. But I like the comments from Babbel about his why. Why does he want to come to Australia? It's not for lifestyle, it's to win things. And, you know, the lifestyle and the experience, the cultural experience comes as a byproduct of coming here to play. But that was always my first question to foreigners is why do you want to come to Australia? If it was for lifestyle, I used to hang the phone up. Because you really want them to come here with the right attitude. And this guy's a winner. You just mentioned the Golden Boot. Now, in that season, that was 2014-15, he missed seven games.
Wow.
So he scored 19 goals in 26 games to beat Ian Robin and Robert Lewandowski, just to name a couple, to the Golden Boot that season. So the guy comes with unbelievable pedigree. He's known over there as Football God, which is football god. So the guy comes with great pedigree, and I think he'll help light up the A-League, and what a season to come back just as the Wanderers go back to their home ground at Bankwest Stadium.
Mossy, I wish I had a camera on Terry then, because when you were rattling off those stats, Terry's shaking his head like, yep, yep. And then he goes, wow.
Well,
he's got no idea.
Excuse me.
You were like, yeah, no, that's good. That's
me.
Very good, very
Robin,
good.
Robin, one of the great goal scorers, and this bloke's beating him.
Got a clue, Robin?
R-O-B-B-E-N.
Should have had a camera on him, Mossy.
Well, I think there is a camera on him. I'm just not sure it'll be
real. Oh, dear. That was one of your best ever.
What
about you? You look
Everyone
like,
knows
you
about
look like
Robin.
You're into it. You'll go, yeah.
Everyone knows about Robin.
Nah, good player. Good player.
I don't know whether it is double B now.
What about
it
the...
It is double B, isn't it?
It is double B.
Because I used to do all the scores.
Credit where credit's due, mate.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have said
No,
play.
He's just jealous.
You would have heard of him.
He's just jealous, Mossy. Oh,
the beautiful game.
He thought it was Herman Mayer's brother.
Well, like, he could have been.
He's still got Greek Island.
He doesn't even ski, this bloke.
He does. Everyone from Germany skis, let me tell you. What about the Europa League this morning, Mossy? Me and you got a victory.
They did, and so did Arsenal, but Wolves went down. So we'll start with Wolves. They went down to Braga, which is a Portuguese club. It's a 71st-minute goal from Ricardo Horta. Wolves, struggling a little bit, to be honest. It's the first time in Europe since 1980, but they've lost their last two Premier League games, Everton and Chelsea, as we know, and now first up loss in the Europa League. And the questions remain, do they have a squad that's deep enough to cope with Europa League, the cup competitions in England and the Premier League? Time will tell, but it's certainly the early signs aren't great. Man United, this is a reliever for Solskjaer. They got over the top of FC Astana from the Kazakhstan Premier League. So it's a given that they should have won it, but they've still got to do it. And they did with a Mason Greenwood goal. 23rd minute, and Arsenal quite a comfortable win, actually, over Eintracht Frankfurt, who we were just talking about with our mate Alexander Meyer. They had Elba Mayang on the score sheet in the 88th minute to get that comfortable win.
TK?
I was just checking about that.
Did I just put you to the sleep?
Well, no. I was just that the side that beat Wolverhampton, right? They're a bunch of big noters, aren't they? Bragging.
Oh, wow. That's not great. Listen, my daughter came up to me this morning and asked for a bookmark. She's 15 and still doesn't know my name. What do we got next?
What about the...
Do you get that?
No, TK. Just move on. Okay. Just move on. Sorry. Move on. Let's talk about the EPL games this weekend, mate.
Yes. Great round of Premier League games. Chelsea Liverpool is the marquee game. That's on Monday morning, I think, our time. A couple of other games. I think Southampton Bournemouth is an interesting one. And I'll get to why, because it's in my multi. but Southampton have only lost once in eight against Bournemouth. So they've got a pretty good record at St Mary's. So they do form one leg of my three-leg multi. Of course, Liverpool are in there as well. And Spurs against Leicester. Spurs travel to Leicester. So they're coming off a very, very important 4-0 win against Crystal Palace last week, Spurs, just to get their season hopefully back on track for Pochettino and all the fans. And Leicester, of course, lost 1-0 to Manchester United. So that leads into the multi-TK, which you're going to ask me next. Southampton.
Mossy.
At home. Yep.
What's your multi?
Say that again?
What's your multi?
My multi? Oh, I've got a second voice in my ear there. The multi is Southampton to get over Bournemouth, Spurs to get over Leicester, and Liverpool to get over Chelsea in the big one.
Okay.
About $9.30.
Yep. Southampton, Spurs, and of course Liverpool at $9. That's all right. Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Oh, Liverpool will be winning.
That's a tough one. They've got to go to the bridge.
No, they just win, mate. They just win. They saved themselves during the week in the
Champions League.
They did.
Goodness sake.
They just want to win the Premier League, mate.
They do.
Yeah.
We do. Oz?
Oh, we.
You, me.
No. I'm not on the Liverpool bandwagon.
What are you?
What am I? Yeah. Oh, Man United, I suppose.
Oh, jeez. There's other clubs, you know. There's not just two clubs in the Premier League.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
TK, you know what Loz is like. You'll ask Robbie who he should support, and then you'll just go with them.
Yeah, mate, I'll tell you what. Doesn't he float with the breeze, our man?
That's incredible. Yeah. Quite incredible.
Right.
Well, I'm going to... Go on, Loz.
No. I was going to pick a side. No, what was my side yesterday? Olympiakos.
Oh, yeah. He's gone with the... floating around the Mediterranean, he's with the Olympiakos now.
You picked that while you're sunning yourself on the deck of some yacht, were you?
The Olympiakos, I reckon there'd be plenty of players in that team with big noses.